Blog Talk Radio.
I bless you this morning. That was saying I could fly. That was Art Kelly. We're praying for him. Praying for Larry Reeves and Jeff Ford, political prison. That's one political prison. That was Art Kelly. See, when people get mad at you and they in high places, they put you in jail or kill you. Malcolm was killed. Martin was killed. And Sam Cooke was killed because he was in high places. This morning, I want to say to you, all is well. I want you to get ready for a spiritual breakthrough. I want you to get ready for spiritual healing. Art Kelly saying, I can fly. And what he said was true. He wrote the song. It came to him, but it ain't nothing but an African song that we're able to move out of what we're in. We've been locked up, killed, and murdered. The young man up in Milwaukee, he got free for killing two white Jew boys and the three white boys down in Georgia. They got time because it was on video. If it wasn't on video, they wouldn't have got the time. But I want to say to you to get ready for a breakthrough on this Sunday. And I want to give you some scriptures. I want you to know those that are in, I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, happy birthday. And happy birthday to you, Mary Hawkins. Kelsey, happy birthday to you. All of them got birthdays in November, going into December. Happy birthday to you. And God brought you here for a reason. So I want to ask, what is your assignment? God got for you to do. And Sister Tanya, God bless you. Dr. Christian, God bless you. They're driving. And Mother Eacher, God bless you. You're riding right along with her. Mother Moon, I'm praying for you. And Mother Lightning, I'm praying for you. Mother Lightning called me early, and she's real busy. But I talked to her. But I want to share some things with you this morning. That was Art Kelly. I'm going to pray one more time. Because some of you are caught up in lies. You're caught up in dope, drugs. And he proposed, it was a man, not educated, but he was able to write songs to touch people. People made plenty of money off of him. But when it come to him, they charged him with sex charges. And who the biggest sex predator than the European white boy in America? Raped my mama, my grandma, my ancestor, and been raping and still raping. And raping out of mind, soul, and body. Oh, this is real talk this morning. This is real talk. Glory, hallelujah. I want to just play another little of that. I like when he said, I can fly. And every black got to understand you have to fly out of the condition that you're in. You're in a physical condition, but you got to go to the spirit realm. You got to go into the magic realm that you got. It's time for you to understand what's going on. I want to understand this for you. This is the seed of Abraham. Now I want to give you some scripture to read. I want you to get ready for 2022. I got prophecy for 2022. 2022 things gonna get better. It's gonna get worse, it's gonna get better. But I'm gonna give you some scriptures this morning. Get your pencil and paper. I want to make you supply house of what you're doing, okay? And I want you to get ready to be a supplier. You say, well, bitch, I'm going to be a supplier. To God. God's going to make you a supplier. Acts. I did not tell you to get Acts. I said, get Acts. And when you get Acts, I got something to tell you. I want you to get ready. But I want you to get Philippians 4:19, Luke 6:38. And St. Mark 11:29, to read that. And I want you to get ready for prophecy 2022. Yes, the storms and the floods. Proverbs chapter 4:22. Master Musa, that spirit of success for you. Brother Joe, Sister Lisa, I'm going to give you a name, Master Musa. I want you to work with that. It'll work for you. This Sunday morning, everybody to my Black Friday, I'm talking about divine healing. 1 Peter 2:24. I want you to receive the healing, body, mind, soul for you. We got people that caught up on drugs, and they all messed up. We got people that in an unjust system. The man in jail for 40 years, he got out. And the system kept him in jail on a lie. They didn't give him a dime when he got out. I come to motivate you this morning, stimulate you, that God can do something special for you. And God will open up that new door that you're looking for. He can open up for you and give you power to overcome what's been messing with you. You got to get ready for God to do something special for you. And God going to do it quick, fast, in a hurry. So God can open that door for you. I want you to get ready this morning to receive the power of God. Genesis 12, Genesis 13, Genesis 17. God took Abram. And so I'm gonna rename you Abraham. I'm gonna make you father of many nations. I'm gonna bless the seed. I believe that if you got a need, you plant a seed this morning. Whatever your need, hallelujah, you plant that seed. And I guarantee you going into 2022, 2023, God's gonna give you the bounty that you need. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you. Mary, praying for you. I just got a call. Mary Ridley down in Natchez, Mississippi. God bless you too. I just got your call. 2 Timothy 1:7, Hebrews 4:22, Romans 8:22. Now, Psalms 112:7. Y'all better get it. I'm going fast. Psalms 91:10. Psalms 91:1. I want you to do this quick, fast here. Matthew 8:17. 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 55:11. God won't bless. That's the healing for you. I want you to get ready for God to heal you. Now, this morning, I want to tell you, send for my prophecy. That's the seed of Abraham, divine spiritual minister prophecy for 2022. Now, you receive the Ten Commandments with that. Got the sin for it, Mary. And you get the Sphinx on the back of this book. And I want you to put this book. I want to take the Ten Commandments, put them in your house. But I want you to receive the book. This is the only book I'm making for 2022. Prophecy, what's going to be happening in 2022. The strange thing, I have prophesied about this virus. And this virus ain't going to get over till the latter part of 2022. But a good thing's going to happen in 2022, and we're getting ready to. I just want you to receive the prophecy for 2022, so you know what's going on with you. Breaking in 2022, the curse will be broken off of you. But in 2021, we had the eclipse. And that eclipse cleaned the melanin out of some of you. Some of them had headaches. Some of them had bad dreams because of the chemtrail. And Dick Gregory said this, that the chemtrail is killing people. The chemtrail is messing your children's mind up that they want to get guns and shoot mom and daddy. That was the chemtrail. And when the chemtrail hit Chicago, New York, people add up and 20 people get killed. One weekend in Detroit, in Illinois, in Mississippi, Georgia, because of the chemtrails, the evil take place. So God cleaned up. God was cleaning up when that eclipse come, that black hole, that was cleaning your melanin up. I'm going to talk more in my prophecy book for 2022 where you'll know what it meant for you. But I want to say, breaking curses and hexes this morning. Mother Egypt, give me a call. Thank you. Breaking curses, hexes, and spells. See, this stuff bring on spells. That's why things are going on like it is. Spells and curses. It ain't just black. It's all over. It's the human race. The evil spirit have attacked. The evil have attacked everybody that you know how to come out of it. And you people got melon, you have already cleared. Now, if you having headaches, stomach been hurt, cramping, that means that melon being clear where you can think and do what you need to do. And I want to give you Exodus 14:14 and Exodus 23:20. That's all I'm gonna give you with that. But this morning I want to take time out and I want to pray for you and you. I should give you prophecy that's on the air. I should give you a scripture. I think I will give you a scripture before I go into the word. 3084, Psalm 27. 0598, Psalms 84. 4019, Psalms 21. 1617, Psalm 52. And for Mother Moon, Psalm 32, and 30, Psalm 51. And some of you didn't get it. I want all of you to read Psalms 119. We're going into a new month. We're going into the month of Hemiel, the month of December. And Hemiel is going to bring some stuff out because we're going into a new year, going into the year 2022. So the whole month of December is going to bring some light and going to bring the ancestors. I say, to you, let me shake up some, bring the ancestor to you. I invoke the ancestor, East, West. I see. Them that I'm seeing, them that we don't know, them that's been walking with us, guiding us, and the angels, and the saints, and all the prophets that are walking with you this morning to tell you all is well. I want to talk a little bit this morning about a subject that would help you out. I want to talk about a love story, the greatest love story that I know. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son and dad and son. And God wrapped himself in flesh and came down through 42 generations, lived 33 years for me and you. What is your assignment this morning? I want to ask this question again. What is your assignment that God has put you in? What is your assignment? Do you know what is your assignment? Do you know what you're supposed to be doing? Are you supposed to be drinking? Are you supposed to be hurting people? Freedom is the key. I prayed for, I want to tell you, I was looking at Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X and Dr. King. They was here to bring some things out And I was saying in a leaflet, free Jeff Ford, free Larry Hoover for 2020, for 2021, for 2022, 23, that it's got to be some changes. And the Dr. Martin Luther King movement, along with the Seed of Abraham, is trying to lift you up to another level. If you got to need, you plant a seed. We own 5 days, 7 days a week. Every night from 9 to 10, on Monday, Dr. King movement, Tuesday, Crossroads with the Ancestor. And a lady called me, said, Bishop, you're not talking about the ancestor more. And starting Tuesday, I'm going to talk more about the spirit realm than the physical realm. But I want to say this to you this morning, to y'all listening. I want you to know all is well. And I want to give you Psalms 119. I want you to go into the next level. That's what God got for you. There was a young man. And the young man, and like many of you, you're strayed away from God. The young man told his daddy, said, Daddy, give me what belongs to me, because I'm tired of being here. Some of you are tired of serving God. You're tired of praising God. So you done broke away doing your own thing, drinking your own dope, taking your own pills, doing that which is in the God. So this young man said, give me what followed me, Daddy, and let me go. So the daddy, a father and a mother, he gave him his stuff. So the man got his and went on a journey. He had money. He had dancers. He had people with him. So he went and went and went to different places. Oh, when he had money, he had people, he had friends. Because his daddy gave him all that followed him. The other son stayed right there. Okay. But this son wanted to go because he was out of his mind. Some of you this morning ain't got the faith to know that God can move and heal cancer, cataract, tumor, high blood, whatever you got. You say, well, I got the virus, I'm going to die. I'm saying live, because God will heal you. I don't care what put out there. God is a healer. And them that did seek him should get healed. The son said, Dad, I got to go. The dad let him go. He got the money, got his gold, got his robe, got his ring, got everything that he supposed to have. And he left. Partied all night, drunk all night, went from town to had a caravan. Oh, you know, when you get some money, or you want to go, I need to take a trip. I need to go on a vacation. I want to go to England. So the young man went everywhere, spent all the money, find out that all the friends started, all the concubines and the women and the people left him. He found himself out in the street with nothing, long away from home. Some of you come from Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana, come from Texas, come to Chicago, come to Detroit, doing good. But you got here, you stop praying, you stop calling on God, you begin to do your own thing. And this prodigal son was doing his own thing. People, he was out of his mind. He didn't know which way was up. He was all messed up. And some of you this morning is all messed up because you done lost your way. You done lost what God got for you to do. You done lost what God told you to go. In 2020, you lost loved ones. And some is going on. So this young man lost everything. His house got burnt down. House got flooded. House got burnt down. You lost everything. Bishop, why did you lose that? Because you left away from God. You wouldn't stay with the family of God, the holy family, the divine family. You wanted to do your thing. You wanted to make up your mind that I'm big enough. I'm bad enough. I don't need nobody. All the money gone. No food. No, I'm talking to somebody. And you find yourself out in the street. No friends. You can't call nobody, text nobody. They say, I need a piece of bread. I need a cup of water. You all by yourself because you left God and went your own way. Yes, you was out of your mind. You thought you could do it by yourself. But I want to tell you this morning, only what you do for God will last. Amen, Ra. Yeah, you left to Daddy, give me what belongs to me because I'm ready to go. I'm tired of doing this. Some of you are tired of calling on God. You think you can call on the man, he going to make it, or the wife going to make it, and the job will go away. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me. The house you done paid all that money for, the tornado blowed it away, caught on fire. Your car, everything gone. You ain't got nothing. Mind me of the prodigal son. He was in that condition. He was all messed up and crossed up. Y'all ain't going to pray with me. He needed a jump start. Sometimes you need to, I need to tell you, all is well. It might look bad from what you see, but God is going to get ready to bless you. When you know, when things, bad things happen, God getting ready to bless you. But you got to hold on. See, the prodigal son left because he was tired of routine. And he didn't want to do what he supposed to do. He left the royal family. He left the holy family. He left the land. He left the rich for the poor. He found himself in a hog pen. He found himself, he woke up with no money. He might have got mugged, might have got robbed. Somebody might have jacked him. He didn't have his caravan. He didn't have the donkeys or whatever you have back in them days. He didn't have none of that. He didn't have nobody. Clothes and in the hog pen. Some of you this morning is locked up mentally in the hog pen, still taking, locked up in the hog pen. You're still drinking all the alcohol you can find, sniffing the glue. You caught up in a low situation. You low as you can go. The prodigal son was there in the hog pen eating slop with the hog. That means his mind had got all the way down. He had lost his thought. He lost his creativity. Some of you got creativity, but you done lost it because you let somebody carry you the wrong way. I wish I had somebody. I want to tell you, you can be successful in your business. The money that you need is there for you. The love that you need is there for you. The joy, glory, hallelujah, is there for you. If you just reach up, but you got to understand that I'm all the way level to the ground. I'm all the way down. I'm in the hog pen. Ain't no way I can go but up. But I can't go up by being proud. I can't go up by being bigoted. I can't go up by being jealous. I got to sit down and say, Lord, forgive me. Father, I'm talking about the Heavenly Father. Forgive me. I sin. I have made a mistake. See, some of you don't want to say you made a mistake. The prodigal sons, I made a mistake. I've sinned against you. If you give me another chance, I stand up and walk tall. And I want to tell you, lady, you have to stand up because the husband left or the wife left. You all messed up. You say, well, I don't want no more men. I'm going to go marry me a woman. I don't want no more women that are going to marry me. I mean, y'all messed up. You crossed up. Your mind is messed up. Your body's messed up. But I want you to get ready. That cancer, that cataract, that tumor, whatever in your body, that stroke, I will the angel Raphael to come and heal you and the saint to come to lift you up. But the prodigal son was in the hog pen. And the hog looked at him. The hog looked at him. He said, the hog said, he's trying to eat my food. Some of you is in the hog pen physically and mentally and economically because you won't stop and repent. Yes, you made a mistake. Yes, you went to jail. Yes, something happened, but you ain't there now. You're another level. I wish I had somebody this morning that wanted to go. The prodigal son in the jail, in the hog pen, said, Lord, forgive me. Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. And I want to tell you this morning, whatever condition you don't supposed to be there, the new car, the home, whatever you need, God's going to grant it to you once you make known that I made a mistake. I ain't going back. I'm going up. I'm not going down. I'm going up. God want to lift you up this morning to another level. Ashe, ashe. Now, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, but I can feel the anointing. Somebody being healed in their eyes right now. Somebody throat, somebody headache, that's gone. And somebody like in their stomach, their rib cage, and their stomach being upset, I moved that cancer out of their stomach. I moved that knot out of their kidneys and lungs. Out of all glory, hallelujah, God is doing a healing as I speak this morning. The young man got up. And he didn't have nothing but old stinking clothes that had been wallowing in the hog pen. You know how you've been down something in the hog pen. You know, they feces and pee right there and stay in the slot. He got up, messed up. When he stood on his feet, he said, Father, forgive me, I've sinned against you. I sinned against my Father, but I'm going home. He said, I'm going home. I've made my mind up. I'm going back home. I know my daddy will feed me. I know God will forgive me. And I want to tell you, Ashe, the answer is there to meet you this morning to make everything all right. There to meet you. Doors open up for you. The young man got up. Imagine. Clothes, regularly, all his money gone. He had gold, had lots of money, but didn't have nothing. But his mind came back. Let me say it again. His mind came back. So I love God. I love my family. Forgive me, God. Give me another chance. He began to walk. No shoes, raggedy, musty. But his daddy was on the porch. You know, down south, they got bigger stakes. You know, you can stand on the porch like a mile. The daddy on the porch looked and said, that looked like my son that was dead, but looked like he alive. That's what the daddy said. That was his son coming down the corridor. He said, wait a minute. Go get the robe. Go get the ring. That's my son that was dead. He done repented. God done brought him back. And God will bring you back this morning from nothing to somewhere. It looked like you can't make it. Looked like you lost everything. Looked like you depressed. And looked like you want to commit suicide. Don't let that witchcraft or suicide spirit get you. All is well. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. You lost them in the physical, but you're going to catch them in the spirit. Kill the fattest calf. Get my purple robe. That's my son that was dead. But God brought him back because he got some work to do. And this morning, you got some work to do. And I want you to get ready for the work that God got for you. That's the prodigal son. I want to tell you in the spirit realm, for God opened up a door for you. I see somebody finna get a new car. And I want to tell you, D, you got that car. Don't let everybody get in it. Some of you, you're looking for a breakthrough. 2021, the last part of December is your breakthrough. You ain't got to spend all your money. God's going to make it a way for you, quick, fast, and in earth. And I want to create your healing. somebody's ear and somebody having something with their teeth, I'm asking for a healing, that God do something special for you. As the prodigal son come home, God go open that door up for you. Get ready.
A greater love story than the story of the prodigal son. Jesus dramatically tells of God's love and God's patience and God's long suffering and God's concern about man in this passage. He intended to show, first of all, the danger of self-righteousness in the characterization of the son that stayed at home. Although he stayed at home, although he did not go astray, although he did not engage in wild and riotous living, when his brother was redeemed, and was regained, he was too selfish to come in and join in the banquet and celebrate the recovery of his lost brother. So that Jesus intends for us to learn in this that it is as dangerous to stay in the church and be selfish as it is to go out but finally come back. Now the theme of this passage is law. And Jesus intended to show us that God is a God of the law. Now, Jesus also said that God was not the God of the living, or rather of the dead, but a God of the living. By that, he did not mean that he turned his back on you when you die. Yeah. But he rather meant that no man is dead with God. Yeah. And David had us to know that we cannot escape to any realm where God is not. Yeah. If he went into the heavens, if he went to the utmost parts of the earth, if he made his bed in hell, behold, God is there. So God is the God of the lost. You do not believe that he's the God of the lost, make up in your mind to come back to God. And like the father of the prodigal, his arms will be wide open. And a robe will be waiting, you understand, in his one robe of blessing. Now, I said the theme of this story is lost. Jesus in this chapter tells of three things that were lost. First, he tells of lost sheep. Secondly, he tells of lost money. Thirdly, he tells of a lost son. In the case of the lost sheep, the shepherd went back over his steps and over his traveling the day, the previous day, and searched in every ravine and every mountainside and every valley until he had regained the sheep that was lost. The woman who lost one of her coins of ten stuck in every corner. And under every bed and behind every door. Until she had found her lost coin. But then there's no word of anybody having gone out to look for this lost son. You see, in the case of the sheep, we have the loss of property. In the case of the lost coin, we have financial loss. In the case of the son, we have human loss. People go out looking to regain lost property. People work double shifts in order to regain lost money. But very few people bother themselves about trying to regain lost sons, lost daughters, lost husband or lost wife, or even lost friend. This young man, in the case of the prodigal son, became restless, according to the story, and became a little impatient with the discipline and order and regulation of his home. Possibly his brother led a life that was too dull. Possibly the loving rule of his father was a little irritating. Yet he was young, and the blood of youth was dancing for anxiety and excitement in his veins. You understand, his heart had grown alien. Alien to his home. Alien to the traditional situation among his people. Alien to the things that were native to him. The far country of excitement beckoned to him. And he went to his father and petitioned him, "Father, give me all of the goods that fall to me." His father did not hesitate. He immediately divided his living. You understand? And gave the young man his share. And not many days, he took his journey into that far country. Listen, if you please. He didn't go off looking for the young man. For the young man was lost. Yes, he was lost. I don't mean only so far as morals or so far as that which is spiritual is concerned. I mean he was lost from himself. For the record is that when he found himself in the pig pen, he came to himself, which means that he was not at himself when he left home. I wish I had somebody here to share with me. You see, there are situations in life. Let me put it this way. I think sometimes that adversity helps us to find ourselves. Some of the folk who are sitting here listening to me have gone through experiences and know that there are times in your life when you thought you knew it all. When you thought that you could impose your way and your will on everybody. When you thought that it was right to be selfish. For you see, the first law of nature may be self first, but the first law of grace is others first. I wish I had somebody here praying with me tonight. Listen if you please. And it took a little adversity
Yeah.
It took a little sickness.
Yes,
or it took a little misfortune.
Yeah.
Or it took a little shake-up in your life.
Yeah.
To help you to find yourself.
Yeah.
You see, this young man, this... You understand, his heart had grown alien.
Yeah.
Alien to his home.
Yeah.
Alien to the traditional situation among his people.
Yeah.
Alien to the things that were native to him.
Yeah.
The far country of excitement beckoned to him.
Yeah.
And he went to his father and petitioned him, Father, give me all of the goods that fall to me.
Yeah.
His father did not hesitate. He immediately divided his living.
Yeah.
You understand? And gave the young man his share.
Yeah.
And not many days, he took his journey into that far country.
Yeah.
Listen, if you please. He didn't go off looking for the young man. For the young man was lost.
Yes,
yes, he was lost. I don't mean only so far as morals or so far as that which is spiritual is concerned. I mean he was lost from himself. For the record is that when he found himself in the pig pen, he came to himself, which means that he was not at himself when he left home. I wish I had somebody here to share with me. You see, there are situations in life. Let me put it this way. I think sometimes that adversity helps us to find ourselves. Some of the folk who are sitting here listening to me have gone through experiences and know that there are times in your life when you thought you knew it all. When you thought that you could impose your way and your will on everybody. When you thought that it was right to be selfish. For you see, the first law of nature may be self first, but the first law of grace is others first. I wish I had somebody here praying with me tonight. Listen if you please. And it took a little adversity. It took a little sickness. Or it took a little misfortune. Or it took a little shake-up in your life to help you to find yourself. You see, this young man didn't find himself until he had gone all the way from a palace to a pig pen. Pray with me if you please. Took his journey into a far country. For he was alien. Alien from God, alien from friends, alien from his surroundings and from his native home.
Amen.
The wild blue yonder call. And there was nothing at home that could satisfy him. Hence he took his journey into a far country. I shall not walk. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
You know, there's that chair, dancing.
Ahmed and Chiste and Zama and Nixon.
Oh, yeah. ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming.
You know, there's that chair.